You're listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast on KSVG 89.7 FM, Savage Radio, City of License, Mettler, California.
Sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with retard.
You say funny things.
Hello, fans, and welcome to another edition of the Sofa King Podcast here on KSVG 89.7 FM. I believe it's Savage Radio, they call it.
Yo.
I don't know if anybody's listening. If you're listening out there, give us a call right now. 1-800, we can't take calls. It might bounce off the telescopes.
You can call, actually. You can call, but we won't be there. It won't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Can I give them your phone number, Brent?
I would appreciate that not happening. I have like phone anxiety. My phone's been on silent for 4 years.
It's 555.
55?
That's really my phone number.
5-5.
Because if you ever, I hate to spoil it for any of you who don't already know that, but 555 doesn't exist anywhere.
So the government wants you to think that. There's all kinds of NASA numbers if you call 555.
Every time you're watching television or a movie and anyone says their phone number, they'll read the accurate area code, and then they say 555, and then four random numbers.
So I bet this point, I think there's numbers. I bet there's real numbers that start with that.
I don't think there are. I think that's why they use 555, because then no one will ever get in trouble from some.
I'm going to check it tonight. It's going to take a long time. It's going to be 555-0001.
Well, you also have to dial every area code.
I'm starting with Bakersfield, so I won't have to start that yet.
You should start in New York with 001.
Well, we have a guest. Do you want to introduce him, Brent?
The famous Brian Ross of Bakersfield is here. If you ever sang karaoke anywhere, he was in charge.
Dude. Yeah, I won like when Silver Fox was around. That was like, man. And then I moved up to Oregon and then did it there.
Can you guys hear him okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I rocking?
I need to put the mic in your mouth more.
Yeah, there you go. I think it's because you're like 8 feet tall. The mic's not quite
fitting. Yeah. There I mean, I go. Eat.
How you like that?
I eat fruit out of trees.
Oh, that's
better. Yeah.
There we go.
He's like a giraffe.
Yeah. So you moved to Oregon where it rains all the time, and we went into a drought and dried up. But then you tried to show up to town, and it rained
and
so
it rains.
Hard, your bus got buried in a mudslide.
Yes. That's exactly. It's just I brought the rain with me. I'm like, I got part Native American, so.
Is there an Indian dance?
If that's the truth, then all of you listening can assume that he is tied up and locked in the basement where we will feed him
assume
and
away.
Keep him as our rain slave.
That's there a great name for a punk band.
Rain slave.
Pretty good.
What are we talking about today, Dave?
We are talking about, we did a show a while back on the moon landing, and I know people want us to go more in depth on the moon landing, but to that we said no. So instead, plus the moon, come on, it doesn't exist. The moon is a hoax.
It's a holographic projection.
That's right. We looked into some other NASA conspiracies that are floating around on the interwebs, specifically whether or not the Challenger disaster was a hoax and whether or not the International Space Station is a hoax. These are conspiracy theories that are out there. People are claiming that these two things, that the station doesn't exist, that the Challenger didn't really happen the way everyone says it happened, and that's what we want to talk about today.
Well, I can tell you that the International Space Station does, in fact, exist.
and I know swimming this. Pool in and Florida.
No, I know this because you can go on NASA on their website. Okay. They're a trustworthy organization. We can all agree. And watch live NASA TV. And there was an astronaut called in from the space station. So it does exist.
Hmm. That sounds solid.
Yep. That sounds
done.
Good.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, okay. Wrap.
All there right. You go. Good yep, episode.
Go. F you guys. So to my haters out there, how you like that info?
Did you guys come across, there's an astronaut that plays guitar and sings like mm-hmm. David Bowie songs and records himself. Like he's up in the space station uh-huh. just going crazy.
Yeah.
And then they satellite phoned in bare naked ladies in like a live recording and they.
Oh, I thought pictures.
No, they
losing your mind, buddy. Here's some naked photos.
No, no, like it's pictures. Been 1 week since you looked at me. Go ahead. Come on, karaoke guy. You got all the words to bare naked ladies. Don't
he's
act
trying.
Like
oh, look at, he's trying.
It's been 1 week.
That was amazing.
I don't know if you have the clearance for that song.
Yeah, we do. We have clearance for every oh, song. Hell yeah. This is radio.
Every song?
Yes, every song.
All right, let's do the national anthem.
Yes, do it. We're going to get sued by the government.
Yeah. We'll use that at sports events.
But it's like, it's ridiculous. It's like, we're spending all this money on the space station. Dude is like floating around making, what's that? Ground control to yeah. Major Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did a whole video of ground control to Major Tom cover of him floating around with a guitar singing from different places in the space station.
Supposedly the reason for the space station is to kind of get humans accustomed to space life because
right.
they want to go to Mars.
And they performed like various experiments in different countries and collaborate up there.
I mean, it sounds really silly that he's doing that, but I would even argue that nothing about it is a waste of money. It got massive PR.
Right.
Like people watched it. People cared for a second. Like people were looking at the space station. I mean, that was like a brilliant PR thing for NASA that he was. I mean, it didn't cost him anything.
Right.
The guy has downtime anyway, so he played a guitar.
I don't think it's a waste of money. Like if it was me and I had a guitar, it's on. Like I would have done something.
Did he just say it was a waste? Waste of money?
No. Mm. I said it seems silly that they spend all that money on the space station and some dude floats around in the space station. But for me, the guitar playing crazy guy,
that's cool.
I would probably be floating around in my underwear and socks.
Yeah.
It was arguably a waste of money to get the mass of the guitar into orbit.
Maybe.
That probably made it the world's most expensive guitar.
Maybe they were testing like chords and no gravity.
Yeah, there's vibration.
Very well might have. Yeah.
How gravity
affects
the
music. Because that's like a whole
music.
New genre of music.
That's yeah. right.
Like space rock.
Music. Yeah. Space rock.
Yeah.
Except it wasn't good cover, though.
Yeah. It wasn't anything creative. They just used old music. The guy couldn't even play his own songs.
That was an appropriate song. I thought he did good, too.
Oh, that's so cliche.
He has kind of a high-pitched
being
voice,
in space.
Though.
All those astronauts always go right to that Bowie song.
Yeah. Yep. Cliche.
I want to hear Master of Puppets. You know?
Meanwhile, it's like, you know, Parliament and Funkadelic had tons of songs about outer space. Then again, astronauts are white, so they're not going to
It's the government.
Bust out. That's right. So yeah. what? So did you guys uncover anything meaningful on the ISS?
That's a new topic. Astronauts are white. The only black one was on the Challenger. Well, they killed that dude.
This is the thing that and you guys stopped me from talking about it before the show. But I drove here listening to Outkast Aquemini album, and it enlightened me that I was looking at some things on the Pluto exploration. You know how they sent the little rocket to Pluto and it did the flyby and they got pictures and all mm-hmm. these like, you know, new things about Pluto that they didn't know or whatever.
Was that the Cassini probe?
No, it was, what is it?
Doesn't matter.
I know they said there's a tail of some kind of gas coming off
the New Horizons
mission.
Yeah. And so it was the fastest spacecraft to leave the Earth at 36,000 miles per hour. And then, They somehow used Saturn's gravity and they flew around Saturn and slingshotted it to Pluto, which it would have took an extra 3 years if they didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But my thinking was that mission was kind of like blah to everybody. Like we're like, wow, they sent a thing to Pluto. Like nobody's really that excited about it, but they are so excited about this little flyby that it almost, I think, has to be real. You know, like people think we're not doing this stuff. And if they can do that, you know, fly a small rocket or spaceship around Saturn
right.
and then go to Pluto and feed images back at 32 kilobytes per second, you know, to the Earth.
Right.
if we can do that, then why is none of this other stuff possible? You know, why isn't
you're
the international
assuming that's
space
not fake though?
Yeah. But I'm saying like their reactions, and they're so excited about this one small mission that it makes it seem real. You know, I mean,
they could be one level below the guys that are faking it. They could be showing them stuff on the screen.
Yeah, but
like,
these people are. I mean, the ones who did the stuff, though, you know, the ones who put the equipment together, the ones who are monitoring it, you know, so I don't know.
So they think, though, there could always be someone that knows a little more and has above you.
Here's my big, if we're talking about, because some people say that we don't do anything in space at all. And my question to that is why? That's the stupidest conspiracy ever. We stand to gain endless scientific knowledge that will help every field of science and endeavor by launching probes, by looking at planets, by sending stuff into space. Why would we act like we sent something to Pluto instead of just send something to Pluto when we stand so much to gain? And I don't understand what the purpose would be behind faking it.
To justify tax dollars to get funneled into like a $30 billion budget for a project that's a black hole that you really don't know enough about, nor could you question.
Well, an interesting thing, too.
They don't need a shell game to get $30 billion.
They do need to show a video and pictures of Pluto, though. You know, like, hey, check this out. It could have been Adobe.
You have to sort of hide where the money went. I mean, they can steal a lot of money. I mean,
NASA
is an infinitesimal
percentage of the U.S. military budget.
It's like half a cent.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm just saying, like,
we need to do that to get $30 billion.
The next
budget could just say, and we have $30 billion that's going to NSA, and the NSA is going to do something that it needs to do, and it's a black item, so you can't see what it is. So suck it, America. We got $30 billion more dollars. What do we care about $30 billion?
I mean, I don't buy into, like, NASA not being true and everything, all that, but I do know that the root of all conspiracies is money.
Absolutely.
Like that's just a law.
There's people
and power. I have to say power also.
There's people that go so crazy as to say that the Earth is flat still. Like there was so much stuff.
Dude, there's a lot out there
that I had to go through with flat Earth. Why are you shaking your head? Because no way.
No, that's stupid.
Well,
they have an argument though.
But like, there is such a crazy argument based off physics and light principles and perspectives and the horizon and the fact that bridges have been built at distances that if given the circumference of the Earth, there should be all these adjustments and gaps and things should be different. Like, you know, there was some famous guy in Italy or something that put a telescope 6 inches above the waterline in a canal that ran 6 miles straight. And given the calculations of the curvature of the Earth, by the end of the 6 miles, the object he was attempting to view, which was a rowboat at the end, should have been unviewable because the curvature of the Earth should have set it below the horizon. It's not. It's perfectly viewable. There's all kinds of things like
maybe gravity has something to do with it, though, like where it doesn't let it, you know what I mean? Like everything curves with the Earth because of gravity.
Well, the new theory isn't that the Earth is flat, but it's more like
oval. Like a football.
Well, and even scientists say that the Earth is not a perfect circle, that it's like a pear shape, or because of the centripetal force that it actually makes it bow out in the middle and it's this weird oblong shape. There's all kinds of theories about the continents being different sizes on the map for power struggles.
The blue marble photo that we've saw all our life pretty much of the Earth, the round Earth, was taken in the 70s. They just recently got a new blue marble photo, and it's the first one since the 70s, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, there's 25,000 satellites, 25,000 to 60,000 satellites is the estimate. Like, how do we not have a picture? How do you not shoot
one rocket with a camera? Back.
Shoot a rocket with a camera
or
off the
giant
back.
Selfie stick.
Selfie stick.
It goes from Florida into
that
space.
That is a good idea.
But it seems like you would do that, right? So, because every other image except for that Apollo 11 picture or whatever, the one picture that we have, and you can tell it's always the same picture if you look at cloud patterns, the position of the Earth. And I like how it's always oriented that way. Like there's always an up when there is no up. That part blows my mind. That the whole no gravity, you have no sensation of which way is up. Everybody is on my plane. They all lose a sense of direction apparently once you get in space. I'd be fine. I'd be king.
That would be.
Yeah. But every other image is a Photoshop or a composite.
Yeah.
There is just that one image until I actually couldn't find whatever you just found, the new blue marble photo. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't find it. I was just reading about it. Right. That with this New Horizons mission, they were able to actually produce a new photo. I don't know why. I mean, I don't think we're not in the know. You know what I mean? Maybe it cost too much money. Maybe since they were already out there, they got the shot.
Well, there's a bunch of weird stuff. Like the sun is 93 million miles away, and all the light should be parallel at that distance. You know,
yeah.
There shouldn't be angles of light. It should be just all the light is hitting us directly from one angle. And experiments prove that that doesn't happen. Like when you see like light come through clouds and whatnot, and break off of things, they come at weird angles and whatnot. They can triangulate that. And some of the theories are that the moon is 3,200 miles away, mm-hmm. and it's only like, or 3,000 miles away and 32 miles across, I think, or 34 miles across. Yeah. It's one of those weird theories. And they show things from like the supposed video from space shuttles and whatnot, where the sun moves with the Earth as the camera moves. And if it was far away in the distance, it should not move. Like how when you're driving down the road, the field moves, like the mountains behind it stay.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're not making any progress past the mountains. Well, the sun doesn't do that. It moves. And things like the
size. We're like on a giant Truman show with space.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, whoa, we're on a Truman show?
Yeah.
But the thing that I could not find, and I didn't spend a ton of time because I was like, flat Earth, but I kept hitting this flat Earth thing. And I was like, just move on. This is not something to talk about. But here we are.
But here we are.
But I couldn't find anyone as of yet. I'm going to keep looking into it that would address why we don't fall off, like what happens. I understand when you go to the North Pole or South Pole, everyone's like, man, it's 100 below zero. I'm not going there. It's cold.
So it's like a cracker and you just go and then you move to the other side like a.
I'm not like sure. They just think it's flat and that the everything's moving around us. And there's a bunch of reasons for that. Flight paths was a really convincing argument because it's like, oh, you have a layover in this place and you go back to here, which is like a huge out-of-the-way triangle. And it's like, if you flatten the map out, that makes perfect sense. Like you're flying directly to this place, actually. You stopped here in the middle. And there's a bunch of thing about flight traffic. When they try to see it, like the GPS goes off over the ocean and it reappears 100 miles off the coast. But once again, the people that would have to be involved, private space agencies like SpaceX, like all those people would have to be in the coolest club and keeping secrets.
What do they gain from that, though? Like, so who cares the theory, if the Earth is flat or round? So who cares?
Attention.
It goes, no, it ties all the way into like the Illuminati. And so the thought is that if...
Were they going to push us off the edge of the Earth?
No, that if they thought, if we kept the same ideology that we did back then, and we thought that we were the center of the universe and we were unique, then we would keep our religious beliefs and we would feel, and we would have this thing to tie to and feel empowered and have something to believe in. But the ideology, brainwashing aspect of it is supposed to be, and I know I'm speaking so passionately about this, I'm not saying I believe all this, but is that if we're insignificant and we're just another little dot in the universe that's one of billions and there could be tons of life and we're insignificant, then it lowers the aspect of the religious belief and the importance and the value of us. So it lowers our value, our self-value. And so, you know, you can have more control over someone if they don't feel like there's a higher power than Obama. You know, they're like, there's probably aliens, there probably is no God, and this guy's the boss. So that's the theory of the ideology behind why would you hide something like the flat Earth.
It's like NASA fluoride.
NASA fluoride. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Dumbing us down.
Dumbing you
so,
down.
But it's been carried on, you know, by scientists and the highest people for so long. And how are you, what are you going to do? Get in a hot air balloon?
I would think.
The average person couldn't disprove it.
Is everything flat though? The sun? Like, I mean, like so what's the theory?
That's what I'm
like,
trying to say. Then what is space, right? But it's like, oh, it goes back to this weird biblical belief of like a firmament, and it shows this little domed weird Truman Show-esque thing. Because then I'm like, well, what's up with the moons? So some of their arguments were.
Well, there's private agencies looking at space also.
Supposedly.
Besides NASA.
Once again, could be your paid buddy and some other.
So, wait, Brad, you stated that they don't have a new blue marble pitcher because.
Well, they just got
this, it. They didn't have one for so long because maybe it was expensive or something. But I can't buy into that because I had the crazy neighbor. I went outside and he had this like MacGyvered telescope.
We have a friend, yes.
Steve. Yeah, and he built it out of whatever. I mean, it looked super rickety and dodgy.
You were at Steve's house.
Yes. I was at Steve's house, yes. Yes,
he does. He has a super cooled, computer chipped, home built telescope.
No, this was like paper mache was involved.
Oh, no. Yeah, like it's not that bad.
It's entirely discredited.
I looked at it and I thought, like, there's no way this is going to work. And I put my eye in it and boom, saw the moon like in HD in my face. I stuck my camera in there. I just bought it was like a DSLR.
Camera brag.
It was a D3200 Nikon.
If you see him on the street, you know it's in his bag.
In the mean streets of Oregon, yeah. And I stuck it in there and I took a picture and I have this amazing picture of the moon. Like it looks like NASA took it. But my whole point is I did that with this little camera that costs less than $500 and this piece together MacGyver telescope, and I got this amazing picture of the moon.
So why can't they get
there can't be a budgeting issue to get a picture of the
Earth. Well, to send a rocket to space is going to cost a lot more money to build than to build a papier-mâché telescope.
People do like high altitude balloons with GoPros and whatnot, but they're generally some fisheye lens and you can't see.
You
far
can't
enough.
Get the whole Earth well, like that, that.
One of the big things they did was like the picture of the Earth from the moon that we have. We have that picture where it's like half enveloped in darkness.
Right.
If in fact they were on the moon looking back at the Earth should relatively be not the size of the moon. It looks like the moon looks from Earth, right? So when we're on the moon. Yeah. The Earth is much larger than the moon.
Yeah, it would be bigger. Yeah.
It's not like, when we're on the Earth and we look at the moon, yes, it's this, small sphere. It's like a fourth of the size of the Earth.
Yeah, if we're on the moon, it would be huge.
It should be a giant one from the perspective of the moon. Far,
like, that's all seasonal, though, because the moon's not always in the same proximity.
Yeah. So true. Yeah.
They discussed that, too, that if the moon, if we are on the backside of the sun, that the moon cycle should be reversed from what they are, and they aren't. There's also some weird stuff about your perspective from the North Pole versus the South Pole at that varying degree of angle. You should have a slightly different view of the moon, but you don't. When it's a full moon, if you're on the top of the Earth or the bottom of the Earth, it's always that same picture of the moon with the same landscape. You know what I mean? It's not a skewed one, like slightly from the bottom or slightly from the top.
Yeah.
They also sent some probes to the moon, and there's like a whole thing called Who Built the Moon. When they impacted it with like 1,000 pounds of dynamite equivalent, it rang and reverberated for 30 minutes and then vibrated for 3 hours. And they have no idea why that happened. There's also components in the moon dust that are only man-made, like certain elements of titanium and some other types of metals that we've never seen occurring in the universe.
Yeah, but
it's been there since the dawn of man.
They don't have
in every piece of literature, in every poem, in every photograph since cameras existed.
No, I'm not saying we made the moon. The moon doesn't seem like a natural occurrence. Every other moon is significantly smaller. It should be 1/30th of the size of Earth compared to every other planetary object that we've ever found.
And what are we going off of, though? It doesn't. There are no rules, though.
No, but there's the norm that every other planet we've observed with this moon, it's 1/30th the size, and ours is 1/4 the size,
it's
relative distance. Yeah. It's massive in comparison.
Yeah, but people have a normal weight, but what's the normal weight? It changes.
The BMI or something?
Yeah. You have like a normal, what is the average weight of a person?
And it changes. There are fat people.
It changes. Yeah.
Theory of the moon, though, that it was a break off of the Earth?
That is the one theory that became fact. Yeah.
Because as far as I know, most other moons are things that just got trapped in a gravity well.
Yeah.
So ours is anomalous. Ours was a break off from the molten core of the Earth. So it's going to be much larger.
But all the other satellites are just
were chunks that happened to congeal and get stuck around Jupiter.
But that came from the inability to explain it. They came up with a Mars-sized planet crashed into the Earth, broke off, and then re-crashed into the Earth to break off the other jagged, and then spun the debris until it became the moon that it is. So
we're flat. The moon's round.
No, not necessarily. Oh. I mean, we should probably move on to NASA because I'll keep going.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I don't know.
Ended back up on the moon conspiracy.
He just saw the moon, and I believe it was round, probably.
I'll just say one more thing. Like, so they point out some things like sometimes in the early morning, you can see a full moon during daylight.
Yeah.
In the whole principle of like astrophysics, if the sun is reflecting off the moon, that shouldn't be able to occur because then the sun is shining on the Earth, not on the moon. It should be behind the moon and it shouldn't be bright and you shouldn't be able to see the face of the moon, but you can. Also, the light that's reflected off of the moon should be in the yellow spectrum.
I think these are some shoddy scientists.
I do too, man. Yeah. This is how I rule. Like, I promise you, if you had a full-on physicist looking at these elements, they would be like, nope, that's not true. That's not true.
It can't be.
There's a counter to everyone's counter. Yeah. They would say that the full-on physicist is because he's operating off a set of principles and rules that were created by that theory of space.
Oh, so we're so you're using outside those of the box, rules. Dave. Right. Outside right. of the box.
That's so what
the,
I'm saying. So the there's a triangle. Oh, yeah. If you speak in German, that all makes sense. The problem here, though, is
that means you're discrediting physicists for using the laws of science that have identified created. Everything yeah. we've built or constructed in the last thousand using the empirical scientific method. How dare this crackpot use the empirical scientific method? Yeah. I have a better physics.
All I'm saying is because they're operating on a set of rules, it works. If you program in a specific language, that doesn't make any sense to the other language. But if you do it in that language, it works. Like A plus B equals, you know, whatever variance doesn't work in the other language. If you're doing it in that language, it's relevant. All things being equal. So if they use physics, you know, to explain things, yes, because that is physics and it's based off that set of rules. So it always makes sense.
So when I go to work tomorrow, I'm going to start operating on a different set of rules and see how my boss likes it.
Let's just
like, well, check it out. So you operate on this set of rules, but I'm operating on this set of rules. These rules work for me.
Maybe that's what separates the CEOs.
Let's just get a boat. Let's just take over a cruise ship. We'll hijack it like pirates, and we will just start selling and see if we can hit another continent or not.
Well, you,
I think I have.
I think we will. I think we will.
I have a feeling people have done that before. Yeah. So I think we've got a body of evidence. Yeah.
I watched Vikings.
I only went so crazy on that to see that, like, the space station thing, like, that is the extreme of, like, these people think that the Earth is flat and that the moon could be a hologram and that the sun is only 34 miles across and only 3,000 miles away. So the space shuttle stuff of, like, vomit comet, fake gravity and whatnot, and doing filming under a swimming pool, it makes it that much more possible that maybe some little thing could be like that, because that's the extreme spectrum of the conspiracy theory.
That is the extreme spectrum. And I do have one thing to add about the flat Earth situation, and it's the fact that the Earth, from what I've read, the Earth was never considered flat back in the day. And that an author named Washington Irving, who wrote a book called The History of New York, according to Dietrich Knickerbocker, which is the book that Sleepy Hollow, you know, the Headless Horseman, all that stuff, they were tales from there. It's why the New York Knicks are called the Knicks, because of this fake person, Dietrich Knickerbocker. But it was so well written that people thought it was a true history account of New York. And part of it discusses Christopher Columbus and says that they used to think the world was flat, but they didn't used to think the world was flat until in the 1800s, this guy wrote a book that says people used to think the world was flat. So in the 1800s, people now thought that people used to think the world was flat, but they never did in the first place.
Oh, wow. So you reverse engineered history?
It's a lot like the Bible.
Yeah. That's all I know about the flat Earth.
Did we just have Columbus Day?
We did.
Yeah. We just did.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll actually get into some more conspiracies on space and things that we're talking about that we just blew a whole 30 minutes on something we weren't going to talk about. You're listening to the Sofa King podcast on Savage Radio, KSVG 89.7 FM, and we'll be back after a word from their sponsors.
Robot Yogurt Drive-Thru is located at 3650 Gosford Road, the northwest corner of the Hagen Shopping Center. Robot Yogurt serves up frozen yogurt treats with a simple menu that changes daily. Fresh fruit toppings and vegan options are available. Open noon to 8 p.m. daily. More info at robotyogurt.com.
Norris Barbershop, Oildale's full-service barbershop, family-oriented, specializing in men and boys haircuts. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., located at 316 Norris Road, 393-5601.
Brian Smog and Automotive, old-style automotive repair shop, specializing in smog check and repair. Brian Smog and Automotive offers general automotive repair, timing belt replacements, general maintenance and service, as well as electrical diagnostic and related repairs, to give customers peace of mind to drive in a fast-paced world. They are located at 615 East 21st Street. The number is 321-0505.
Are you interested in being a Savage Radio sponsor? Becoming a Savage Radio sponsor helps to keep us on the air while giving your business community recognition. Call our business offices at 873-5784. That's 873-KSVG.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sofa King podcast here on KSVG Radio, Savage Radio in Bakersfield. Why are we laughing?
I don't know. That was perfect.
Good. Okay. Was it good?
We just got done with a segment on the flat Earth. Our discussion today is about conspiracy theories dealing with outer space and NASA. We got into kind of a tangent on the flat earthers and the flat Earth philosophy to kind of show how wackadoo some of the conspiracy theorists go. And just for the record, for those of you who listened to the last segment, and heard Brent dropping multiple knowledge bombs on the subject. I just
if you're
want
still
you all,
with us.
I just want you all to be aware
if that he didn't he fall off have, of the earth.
He doesn't have any notes in front of him about that. That was just fully that was fully flat earth knowledge off the top of his head, and that's why we call him our conspiracy guy.
Passionate knowledge.
Oops, passionate knowledge. But we do want to talk specifically about there is a conspiracy that is out there that the Challenger, the space shuttle Challenger, that
not the car, Brad,
not the car.
It's made by Dodge.
It wasn't made by Dodge. Parts of it might have been made by Dodge.
Oh, that's why it blew up. That's what we're talking about.
So the what most people assume is, and this is what you'll find on any searches about the Challenger. Let's break it down first for anyone who doesn't really know what's going on, and then we'll add the conspiracy on top. So, January 28th, 1986. 73 seconds into its launch, the space shuttle Challenger exploded. Famous picture of the kind of devil-horned little two-prong thing as the two fuel cells flew off on the sides. And the official story is that there was a commission that was out, the Rogers Commission, and it looked into why it exploded. And the ultimate finding was that there was an O-ring seal that failed to seal properly in the right solid rocket booster. It caused a breach. Pressure and gas leaked out, and then it caused catastrophic failure on the vehicle. They said that the flaw in the O-rings was known since 1977, but it was ignored. And physicists who studied what happened, including Richard Feynman, said that the O-ring was only qualified to 40 degrees. But the failure happened when it was 18 degrees and it was too cold for it to work properly, et cetera. But it exploded. 85% of all Americans saw the coverage within an hour. 17% of all Americans, including myself, saw it happen live. And that's sort of the official story on the Challenger disaster. But recently, it has come to light in conspiracy circles that people think that the, either it was faked, although I'm not sure faked is exactly the right word, because I think most of the people who say it was a hoax still think a shuttle did launch and explode. But the thought is that the astronauts were not actually on board and that they are still alive and well. So what did you guys uncover on this? What were the facts? What were the thoughts? Why do people think that this is real?
Well, looking at the pictures of the dead astronauts compared to their life-like counterparts that are still living, they do resemble the astronauts.
It's convincing. It's like the only conspiracy I believe. I'm pretty big skeptic across the board, but this is like...
Well, hold on, you believe the Earth's round.
Yeah.
There you go. That's another one.
From my perspective, you believe a lot of conspiracies. So.
I do, but that's true. But this one's crazy, though, because to me, the conspiracy isn't that it was faked. The conspiracy is why. And you can easily research right now. You can go online and you can put in the Challenger conspiracy, and it'll give you the names of the astronauts, show their pictures of that time, 1986. And then it has people with the exact same names. They look exactly like them. And they are aged perfectly 30 years. And you can look up those people. They're like professors or CEOs of companies. And there's no hiding. There's no nothing.
That's part of what got for me. I mean, there are 6 billion people on the planet. Like, there's obviously going to be a doppelganger. Now, is there a doppelganger with the exact same name and the exact same age? 6 billion is a lot of people. Yes, probably.
In America?
And then also in America with prestigious professions, highly educated individuals, like PhDs, law degrees, a lot of weird stuff. Here, continue. I know you got
facts. You're right. You're just saying it better. Like, the most convincing one, if you're going to do any research or look any of this up, just look up Michael J. Smith, because that's when I first came across this, and I looked, I'm like, that is the same guy.
And he's the pilot for the Challenger.
Yeah, he was the pilot. And right now there's a Michael J. Smith who I believe he's like a university professor.
No,
University of Wisconsin.
That's the cows and trees.
No, Michael J. Smith is University of Wisconsin Madison.
Yeah, and he like it's him. There's well, no here, denying.
Let's do a breakdown of what they're saying. So we've got Michael J. Smith, and again, if you Google this, you can find pictures. You're going to be looking at a website that's made by a crazy person, right?
You can also Google jackalope.
Just make sure you understand. You're going to be looking at crazy people, conspiracy websites,
or Wikipedia. Hold on, I'm on. fellowshipoftheminds.com.
Right, that's for example. But a new sponsor. Having said that, so you'll see on there, you'll see pictures. There'll be the original picture, the flight picture, all this stuff of Michael J. Smith. And then right next to him, you'll see a 30-year older picture that they claim is Michael J. Smith. And the pictures, when I looked at the pictures, I wasn't 100% convinced. But we have other ones, right? We've got Judith Resnick, Sharon, a.k.a. Krista McCullough, Richard Dick Scobie. But we've got, so you get on the websites and you'll see the before and after picture of all of them. Some of them were very convincing links to me with the picture. Some of them I was like, I think you just took another picture of a black guy.
Well,
like
that was the black guy
is supposed to be like his brother, actually.
It says brother. Yeah,
yeah, they are.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say I didn't.
Well, the naming part's funny though, because you have Francis Richard Scobie, which was the commander of the Challenger. Well, his doppelganger, his name is Richard Scobie. And he looks pretty much like him. Yeah. And that's the one that has the company Cows and Trees, and the logo is like an explosion in the air of like a cow flying around.
With that circle with the rocket on the Challenger. Yeah. Smoke circle.
So we've got some other ones, and here's the thing, just so the listeners know, when I was told that our topic was going to be the conspiracy of the Challenger not having actually exploded or that they're still alive and the International Space Station being a hoax, I immediately said, these are a word I won't say because we're on the radio. This is ridiculous.
Right.
We're going to find nothing. These are the lamest conspiracies I've ever heard of. Like, I've come into the show with a dozen conspiracies that I thought were true, researched them, and walked away and said, no, that was BS. This, however, is a little bit creepy.
Oh, really?
I'm willing to admit on the radio. I mean, Judith Resnick was one of the crew, right?
Yep.
In the Challenger. And then I saw a picture, and I'm like, yeah, that looks like her. Again, I don't find 100% correlation in these pictures. I'm like, that's an older person that looks like this younger person. But then I look, and on the Challenger was a woman named Judith Resnick. And right now, there's a woman named Judith Resnick who's the same exact age that the other Judith Resnick would be. And she looks remarkably like Judith Resnick. And all the conspiracy websites said that she's a professor at Syracuse University. And so I went to Syracuse University, looked in the faculty directory. Sure enough, there she is. Same thing.
Did you see the video interview with her, though?
I didn't see this.
They showed pictures side by side of weird things like hand gestures and body motions and like her voice and tonality. They had like a 1986 video of her explaining in an interview about what was going to happen in the space shuttle. And then they showed her speaking in one of her lectures. And I have to say, like, she sounds similar. Her rhythm of speech is similar. There's this thing she does with her hand where when she spreads her fingers, her pinky, like, she has, like, the Vulcan pinky thing going on in those pictures. It's very similar. I mean,
This is the other thing, too, that they've gone so far as to went on to Ancestry.com and tracked these people, their where they came from. You know, and that's where it comes up with these correlations that they are the same people.
Oh, wow.
And the thing, and I misspoke. Judith Resnick is at Yale Law.
Yeah, okay.
She teaches.
I was going to say,
Krista McCullough is the one who supposedly works at Syracuse University. That's the one that I was least convinced by. I don't think that picture
it doesn't
really
look
looks
like her.
Like
but
her.
Let me say this: when you get on Facebook and see all your high school friends from 20 years ago, for some of us,
yeah, they look the same.
No, well, some of them. Look
oh, they
the
look
same.
Different. They
some
look
of
different.
Them
are
like, ding.
Well, Jeremy's bald, and you know this girl
like,
got fat.
That
you
dude
know,
gained 30 pounds. Yeah. Like some people
that
can change in 30 years.
Yeah,
30 years is a lot.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
But I'm just saying, of most of the other ones, I did see a strong picture. I was looking at that one. I was like, I'm not so sure that's the same person.
Dave looked like Bob Marley 30 years ago.
Hold on. I need to say something. Dave, if we're going to be talking about conspiracies, you need to get your facts straight, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's all I wanted to say.
It's Yale.
It's Yale.
It was Yale. No, you know what's weird? What's bizarre is there's six of them, right? There's six of them, out of the seven. No, I mean, there's six of the seven that you can research right now. Right. People that look like him are the same age, but there's one missing, right?
He just didn't look like anyone.
He didn't want to go with the
unless
plan.
He looked like a question mark.
No, somebody had to fly the shuttle. That's what it was.
Well, I'm wondering, like, how come one of these guys isn't like a manager of a hot dog on a stick or something?
That's, you know,
what
I said. They all have crazy.
Well, they were
highly educated positions.
The doppelgangers, you know what I mean? Not like actual.
Here's what it comes down to. I walked into this thinking this is going to be complete BS. And by the time I got done looking and seeing these pictures and how amazingly similar they look, and then seeing that these people have the same exact or a slightly tweaked name, and they have the same expertise that they had while they were astronauts, except now they're teaching it at prestigious universities.
Which is probably what astronauts do when they retire.
Sure. And I just have to say, if this is true, and these people weren't on the Challenger when it exploded, who mishandled this conspiracy? Like, if you were a mobster who once whacked a guy, you're gonna like get shipped to Iceland and have a completely new name and family and be in a different working environment so the mob can't track you down, but you're one of the most famous people in the world because the shuttle exploded and we're just gonna use your middle name instead of your first name and give you a professorship at a major university.
Maybe the person in charge of that conspiracy just fudged the bucket, you know, like, because they should have, maybe the government wasn't involved in that one and trying to cover that up. That it was just, they screwed up. They weren't expecting the internet.
That's my words out of my mouth. They were not expecting social media and the internet. We can look at the thought process of the '80s, like Back to the Future that's coming up. Like, we didn't think about the internet. They didn't think of that.
No, but in the '80s, if you were putting someone in witness protection, you did a better job than this and you weren't thinking about
the internet. It's a shoddy cover up, man. Like, even the snow,
that could be your alibi too.
Yeah,
that
if you go on ancestry.com, they have things where it's showing like Sharon McAuliffe, one of the astronauts. Her death, Social Security death, is in 1986, January 1986, and it's in Cape Canaveral. So, like, these things are all documented. I mean, they can be fudged. Somebody could go in there and change it. But
so I hate to give this conspiracy theory any credibility, but do a Google search and look at these pictures and look at who these people are and look what they're doing for a living. And it's going to make you go, that's weird.
Yeah. And like, Ryan made a good point of why aren't they working at like a hot dog on a stick? Like, right. They're all high level people, you know, who probably have
they
a bunch of money.
Just assume that no one's going to put two and two together because they just, it was a tragic event. You moved past.
Okay.
But why be a technology professor?
This is the other thing. This is the other thing. What are we going to do about it?
We got to kill him. It's like Final Destination.
That's right.
They have to die. Yeah.
It's like the movie The One with Jet Li.
Okay, that's
good. I never saw
there
that.
There can only be one.
Yeah.
Highlander.
I think it could support. I saw one or two people that said that they didn't even think a shuttle blew up, which I never read is the truth.
Yeah,
I think a shuttle blew up. I mean, there would have been tens of thousands of eyewitnesses watching this thing happen. Yeah. And millions of people around the nation watching it live. I mean, at that time in the mid-80s, whenever there was a shuttle launch, I was a kid. There was a shuttle launch, it wasn't just on TV. We had pep assemblies. They would take us into the gym and they would bring in televisions and we would watch all of the shuttle launches when I was a kid at the school that I went to. So we all watched it explode.
I remember we were in first or second grade. They rolled in that big old CRT TV and we watched it.
We were stoked.
Especially when it blew up.
We weren't stoked then.
No, we were not. We were all horrified. Yeah. Well,
I watched a thing about shuttles because they think generally there's never an astronaut on a shuttle is the thing, that it's this thing to get funding to build shuttles. You build a couple mock-ups because they showed the trajectory of when shuttles take off. They do that like barrel roll and they just start going off in a curve like a hook.
Well, they use the reason that the space center is in Cape Canaveral, Florida is because it's proximity to the equator.
Mm-hmm.
And they use actually the equator to help the rockets launch.
There's no equator.
Yeah. There's no equator. That's very true.
I have so much to say about it. But
so, if that's the case, then you know, I don't know. Maybe it just lands in the water somewhere. But I mean,
because at the equator, we're supposed to be spinning it like
So they use the boosts from the equator to help you get into space. You know, so
in a horizontal direction, it's clearly not the shortest path to the sky.
No,
like, why wouldn't it go straight up?
Maybe it's easier though. Maybe there's a window.
I don't know.
I think it's like air.
Isn't
what is that window
like
thing?
Getting into optical illusion land.
Atmosphere
airplanes
pressure.
Aren't really as close or far away as they seem. And I mean,
no, that's the excuse they use, is that the rotation of the Earth causes it to look like
it's
going that direction.
Oh, that's the science they use.
That's the science.
Yeah, we're leaving it. We're leaving it behind.
But no, like, you can see when the engines break off, they fall straight down. It's not like they're falling at a curve.
Well, that's at the angle that you saw it from, though.
They quit filming a live feed because it gets out of range.
I don't know.
Not because it's so high.
We're back on the flat Earth again.
Okay. No, I didn't say you said that.
I joked about it and rehashed it. No, you wouldn't believe.
It's like the most unbelievable thing. Bro, we're going to kill each other.
You wouldn't believe actually how far the rabbit hole goes on this.
I would.
Because there's a completely separate conspiracy theory on top of this conspiracy theory,
which is 30 seconds. Go ahead.
It proves that this is proof of a butterfly effect, mm-hmm. and that we had a rift in history, and that's why it doesn't make sense, because there's two realities messed up because somebody did some time travel stuff.
It's the Bernstein astronauts.
If we're getting into a doppelganger universe and a split in time, I think this warrants us discussing it again after the break.
All right.
So we didn't need to take a break. We have like 5 minutes.
Oh, I thought you said yes.
I was just playing with him.
Oh, okay. Well, then break it.
Oh, you just made me like this.
Yeah, that's right.
Super micro machines guy through that.
Yeah. So, I thought. I was sorry.
Micro machines.
I just showed my age. With that statement.
I was the only one in on that joke. Sorry about that.
No. There's a completely separate. It's like the Bernstein Bears thing that took place.
That's what you made me think of. Yeah,
that's you guys gotta talk about that at some point. That freaked me out. I had to call my parents and be like, "Is it Bernstein?" But are you guys familiar with that?
I'm familiar with it.
We're like, okay, so, get
but
on.
We want to hear more about.
Sorry, no. They're saying that like the reason that only certain people are noticing that these people are still alive, other than doing research, is that maybe perhaps. Some butterfly effect stuff took place, and it's like a rift where it's two separate events occurred with the same people, and that's it. Like that's not my theory, but more I read into this.
Oh, so there's two different paths, and we talked about this on the time travel episode where that happened in one reality, but then they're living in another reality.
But they were so close, the realities are so close to each other that it's not weird that they ended up being professors and not hot dog on a stick managers.
So it's like a Schrodinger's cat scenario. Like we have dead, alive astronauts.
Yeah, but nobody's
they died
both
in
that. Dead.
Yeah.
They don't even know. Maybe
they don't.
They took a different path and they didn't become astronauts. They became professors.
Yeah, they're unaware
they're
of it.
Still here.
Some event occurred in their time frame that they didn't make the choice to.
Yeah, they
become
didn't
an
make
astronaut.
The cut. They didn't get there.
But how do the students not ask them a million times about?
You
that?
Know what like, I mean?
I'm sure they do right
class,
now.
It would drive me nuts.
Like, hey,
you look like that one lady.
You know, I went to Christy McCullough High School. That's funny, Professor McCullough. You kind of look like the girl in all the pictures in my high school, Professor. Oh, that's odd. I've never been to space.
If it wasn't Sunday, we could call the law offices of right now on the podcast and see if we can get a hold
of
them.
That would have been
dope. We've been blazing new podcast trails with that one.
We should start calling people. That's awesome.
Hi, can I speak with... You know, and ask for the
they probably
attorney.
Get that a million times.
Oh, I bet they
especially
for that.
After this, after
I think,
millions of people.
I mean, Occam's razor. I mean, if we're looking at like the most logical, simple solution to what happened here, it has to be the fact that right before the shuttle exploded, Doctor Who showed up on the shuttle with the TARDIS.
Absolutely logical.
There were space alien hijinks, and then at the last minute, he ended up putting them in the TARDIS, and then this creature that sort of did a rift in time, split all of history. Doctor Who landed him in Maine and let him go off and created a new idea. That's the most logical solution.
That is.
What really happened was they just effed up what the actual astronauts were on that and just went, just roll with it. Like the ones that exploded, like we don't even know who that was.
They're the one guy on there that nobody has a picture of.
Yeah,
they were just lazy. They're like, it wasn't them, but that just went on
but
national television.
Out. Just roll with it. Yeah. I don't. You know how much paperwork that'll be to fix.
You know, in theory, they could have went to their own funerals.
Yes, they could have.
Like, if it really wasn't them, because then they're like, dude, that guy looks just like me and had the same name. I'm going to that funeral.
So explain the Bernstein Bears thing for
Bernstein
a second.
Bernstein Bears situation was everybody recalls those books and says, you know, the Bernstein Bears was a big part of my childhood. Bernstein Bears.
I had them.
Me too. I remember.
Yeah.
And it's never been called the Bearstein Bears. They've been called the Bearstein.
Yeah.
Nobody remembers that.
I'm from the other universe. I do the EIN.
It's the Bernstein.
Not the AIN.
It's Bernstein.
Yeah. No, I'm all Bernstein, but it's never been the Bernstein. If you look it up, I had to go. My parents called him. I was like, there's a Bernstein Bear book, and you still have from my childhood. They're yes. Pull it out. What does it say? Bearstein.
What?
Yeah. If you look it up right now, go on eBay. Go on eBay and put
what a weird cultural phenomenon that everyone would have that misconception.
No, because
we all
it said
spelling.
Bernstein.
It's never been Bernstein.
It's been Bernstein.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But if you go on eBay right now and search like Bernstein, it's going to correct you to Bearstein, and you're going to see Bearstein Bear books.
You think there would be a play on words like, God. Oh, man, somebody left the door open. There's
but
a Bearstein on the carpet.
How do they mess that up? Like, it's like hive-minded generational misconception.
Dude, I think it's a joke.
When I was little, I had a pet bear, and there was bear stains everywhere.
There were so many bear stains.
There are bear stains all over the place. We still can't get them out of the carpet. But again, that's another conspiracy theory.
That's a separate,
is that there was a branch in history, and there's sort of some alternate reality mojo going on, and some of us are from a Bernstein reality, and some of
they're
us
saying
are from
it was,
a
yeah, it was a
yeah,
because
what was the thing where you said, like, Michael J. Fox, like, or you kill your grandpa, but you still get to continue. It doesn't actually affect you. There is that timeline. Right.
Dude,
so it would be like they alter
that's
past,
different,
but
because
we all kept what we knew. But the past did get altered.
I have a photographic memory.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And
because
the book in my head, the book in my head is not this book.
No.
Like the Bernsteins, like it's
Stains.
Never ever said that.
I don't know if everybody's noticed this. If the listeners,
it's always been IEN.
Look it up, man. Look, go find your old books.
No,
everything.
I'm
watch the cartoons. The cartoon itself
out,
is bear. Like you watch the intro to the cartoon, it's like Bearstein Bears. Oh, it doesn't do that, but.
Well, I was gonna buy my kids. I was gonna buy my kids those books, and now I'm
isn't
not
it
buying
Bernstein
them.
Bernstein, anyways.
It's
isn't
Bernstein.
It's not
Bernstein.
It's
Bernstein.
Never been Bernstein.
Yeah, it's Bernstein now.
Bernstein. Yeah,
dude. All right.
So for any listener who thinks we've been light on conspiracies lately, this has been the episode.
Oh, I
for
couldn't
you.
Wait to talk about that.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to the Sofa King podcast on Savage Radio KSVG 89.7 FM. We'll be right back.
It's been.
Sandrini's Italian and Basque Restaurant, located at 1918 I Street, offers a diverse selection of Italian and Basque delicacies, beer and whiskeys from around the world, and live music every weekend. For more information about concerts and events, you can follow Sandrini's at facebook.com/Sandrini's Bar or call them at 661-322-8900.
Bonnie's Best Cafe. Freshly made sandwiches, salads, soups, and desserts featuring homestyle casserole dinners to go. Bonnie's Best Cafe has two locations to serve you. 1900 21st Street, open Monday through Friday 9 to 5 for sandwiches and until 6 p.m. for casseroles. 1002 19th Street is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Phone number is 661-323-7224. And the website is bonniesbestcafe.com for their current menus.
Are you interested in being a Savage Radio sponsor? Becoming a Savage Radio sponsor helps to keep us on the air while giving your business community recognition. Call our business offices at 873-5784. That's 873-KSVG.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sofa King podcast here on Savage Radio in Bakersfield, KSVG. And today we have been talking about crazy conspiracy theories dealing with outer space and the space-time continuum and the flat Earth and the Challenger and the Bernstein Bears. And we mentioned at the top of the show that we were going to talk about another conspiracy dealing with NASA. And this is a conspiracy out there where a lot of people think the International Space Station is fake. And that's a conspiracy that's going around. And I'll just start. We'll get a vote from all four of us sitting here. Everything that I saw was pretty ridiculous. I don't believe any of the evidence I saw saying that the International Space Station is fake. And as a matter of fact, I think the overwhelming body of evidence of thousands and thousands of photos of people taking pictures of it on a daily basis or seeing it pass by in the sky with a naked eye tend to indicate that it is not fake.
I don't think you can see it pass by. It's 320 miles up.
Yeah,
you can barely see like a passenger jet at 35,000 feet.
If you're in a clear sky and it passes overhead, you can see it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you should be able to see it.
They will actually text you when it's over your head. You can get them to text you.
You can see satellites.
Brian's
Are you
laughing.
Serious?
Yeah.
I know.
They will text you when it's over your head.
They will hashtag
They will hashtag you so hard.
Yeah. Tweet, tweet.
I mean, they will pound you. They will pound you so hard.
I'm wondering how, if you can see it, how come there has been so many UFO claims that are all like, and people are like, no, it's a space station. Don't worry.
Well, it brings up a thing. Like when you look up in the sky, you can barely see a giant 747 at 35,000.
That's because we live in Bakersfield where the air, you cannot see 20 feet above
you. No, that's
you.
Exactly true. Like when I go up to the mountains, and it's just a clear sky. There's nothing between you. There's no noise.
Film
there's no
smog.
Light noise yeah. out there. It's just pitch black with a clear sky. If you're laying there for a half hour looking at the stars, you'll see small satellites go by. You'll see them reflect the light, cruise overhead really, really quickly. It's a satellite in space. You can see it with a naked eye.
Well, also,
you see a white
sky.
You see a dot. You don't know you see a satellite. You see a satellite. You can't prove that you see a satellite.
But the sky.
No, but if I broke out a freaking telescope, I would prove that I was looking at a satellite.
Let's
which
do that,
do.
Because right now we're just taking everyone's word for it.
So are we? So who's in? I believe that the space station's there. I mean, they've been doing it for 16 years. Like they've been putting astronauts in space. I do believe that. I don't think there's a farce there.
Yeah. I watched a video that was very convincing on a tour of the space station, because a lot of people's theory is that we have the vomit comet and they can simulate weightlessness and trick us into thinking in zero gravity.
Comet.
The Vomit Comet is a giant plane that the military and or NASA uses to simulate weightlessness doing a parabolic dive. So
no,
they
I know what you're
up,
talking about. I just didn't know that.
And when they drop, it looks like you're floating. However, they can only do it for 40 seconds. This was a one-shot video all the way through of a girl giving an astronaut giving a complete mm-hmm. tour of the space station. And it was really convincing. I have to say, I got so claustrophobic.
I saw that video. It was horrible. Oh.
She was squeezing through these like tunnels where they just have like food and stuff packed around every surface.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I can't believe how cluttered it is. She showed the water and haphazardly just like let water float away. I was like, where's that going to go? Like,
did you see the guitar? Because if the guitar wasn't there.
I didn't see the guitar. He brought it back with
rock.
Him. Yeah, he brought it back with him. But it was so cluttered and so claustrophobic. I just can't believe it's not, like, it doesn't look cool. Like in the movies, like some modular, there's no like, kitchen area. Their kitchen area was like tangled wires
okay,
and a laptop.
Okay, so that would be the thing. If it looked like something out of a movie, it probably would be fake.
Right.
So it's probably legit.
That's right. Their alibi. Right. That could be their alibi.
Right. Well, and plus the Hollywood always represents NASA in these overblown ways.
One of the conspiracy theories showed Big Bang Theory, and they had Howard floating around in astronaut gear, and it looks just like the space station videos. And he's spinning a pin. I don't know how they
you
did
can
that
do all that
theory.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Though. I mean, they could do that.
You know.
Well, honestly, but think about this. I just saw that movie, The Martian, and all the footage. They're in the space station for a while, and then they're in Mars, and they're totally. Looks believable, and that was all green screen situation.
It's because we don't know what it actually looks like. We will probably never see it.
Yeah,
we're being shown what Mars looks like, what the surface looks like, what the moon looks like, what the surface looks like. So the Earth is really flat.
The
Earth is really flat.
Handy cam thing.
The Bernstein Bears never existed.
I'm getting flack for the flat Earth, but we all believe that in an alternate dimension there was the Bernstein Bears.
That's because we actually have memory of. I've never seen a flat Earth besides. You know what I mean? I have memories of the books that I had that I read when I was a kid.
Yeah, I don't have a flat globe.
But what I'm saying, does that not open the crazy door?
Oh, yeah. I'm nuts anyway, so.
It opened my little crazy door. Mr. Vomit Comet.
Opened my crazy legs.
Careful,
Mr.
careful.
Mr. Vomit Comet. You want to vomit between my crazy open legs?
I did come across something kind of cool that's at least like publicly documented, and you can go look this up. There was a hacker in 2001 called. I got a British just now. Mm. That was weird. It's a British guy. They always do that. Yeah. A man called Gary McKinnon.
Literally.
he used a simple hack on government computers in the United States in the search of repressed technology or something is what he was looking for, and UFO information. So what he did was wrote a Perl script, and it would check all the computers to see if any of them had open admin passwords, which is like a super simple hack on Windows XP, which is what they had at the time. So, but he was able to access a bunch of restricted computers in Building 8 of NASA, and he found a folder on a computer that said doctored pictures and undoctored or unedited or something, and he did find pictures of UFOs inside of a folder, and he's in the process of being extradited by the U.S. government.
Wow. So they're
a 70-year prison sentence.
I just like that 5 minutes ago you told me that I thought I saw a satellite, but you believe that this guy. That this
no, he's been prosecuted for 70
all right,
years.
We got to cut it off. We're done. Check out all the conspiracies we talked about today. If you listen to the show, you can also get it tomorrow on download on our website, SofaKingPodcast.com. And you guys, remember, don't be a retard.